来看诗篇。
And we first read Psalm 90, verse 1 and verse 2.
那首先请我们一同来读诗篇90篇第一和第二节。
Psalm 90, verse 1 and 2.
诗篇第90篇第一和第二节。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
At this time, Moses summarizes.His experience through the wilderness, and he declared, Lord have been his dwelling place in the wilderness.
那在这里，摩西就总结了他在旷野的这段旅程，并且他就说，主啊，你世世代代是我们的居所。
And this dwelling place is from everlasting to everlasting.
这个居所是世世代代的。
But then, the next seven verse, Moses described the vanity of man.
那在下面的七节当中，摩西就讲到人的虚空。
It was written in such a powerful way that when we read it, we agree with it.
那这个写作是如此的有能力，当我们读到的时候，我们就不得不来承认它。
But it also presented such a contrast with the first two verses.
但同时，这与前两节也是一个非常极度的对比。
Moses presented to us the eternity of the Lord and the vanity of man at the same time.
就是摩西在同时把神他的永远和人他们的短暂同时的展现出来。
Why did Moses present this?Both sides together.
为什么摩西要把这两面一同的展现出来呢？
At this time, almost at the end of his life,
在这时几乎是他生命的尽头了。
He has seen the vanity of man.
他已经看到人的虚空。
But he also saw the eternity of the Lord.
他同时看到主的永远。
Then he wants us to knowHow can we get in touch with eternity through the vanity of life?
所以他就想让我们知道如何能够在这虚空的一生当中来摸到主的永远。
That he described from verse 11 through verse 17.
那就是他在第十一节到第十七节所讲到的。
And this is the burden for this morning.
这就是早上我的负担。
We all live in this vanity of life.
我们都活在这个虚空的生命里面。
The vanity of the life in the wilderness.
就是在旷野的那个虚空的生活当中。
But there is an eternity.
但是却有一个永远。
How do we get in touch with eternity while we live in the vanity of life?
当我们活在这个虚空的生活的里面的时候，如何能够来摸着那个永远呢？
And we read verse 11 through verse 17.
那我们就要来读第十一节到第十七节。
Who understand the power of your anger and your fury according to the fear that is due you? So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Do return, O Lord, how long will it be? And be sorry for your servants. O satisfy us in the morning,with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us, and the years we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your majesty to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and confirm for usThe work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。耶和华啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回为你的仆人后悔，求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功愿你坚立。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning we can still gather in this way.
父，我们感谢你早上我们能够这样的来相聚。
We pray as we gather together that we look unto your loving kindness this morning.
我们祷告，当我们如此相聚的时候，愿我们能够来仰望您的慈爱。
And we pray like Moses, satisfy us with your loving kindness.
我们愿如摩西一样祷告，愿你的慈爱成为我们的宝足。
So we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
好叫我们一生一世能够欢呼喜乐。
So we can see clearly that this world is not our home.
好叫我们能够清晰地看到这世界并非我家。
We look for eternity while we live on this earth.
当我们活在这世上的时候，愿我们盼望永远。
We pray this morning we will be encouraged by the word of Moses.
我们祷告愿早上我们因着摩西的话能够得着鼓舞。
So we can see the ways we can be in touch with eternity while we live on this earth.
好像我们看到就是那一条当我们活在这地上却能够摸着永远的道路。
So one day we will declare, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
好像我们有一天能够这样的来宣称，就是世世代代您是我们的居所。
Not just one generation, in all generations.
不是只有一代，而是世世代代。
May the Lord allow us enter into this dwelling place that from everlasting to everlasting.
愿主能够让我们进这从亘古直到永远都存在的居所当中。
Now even we are scattered in many different places that we share that same anointing.
虽然我们如今分散在各处，但愿我们能够来同享这一个高恩高。
May this anointing will fall upon the body of Christ.
愿这个恩高就高就浇灌在基督的身体上。
And reach every member of this body.
能够来流到每一个的肢体。
We commit this precious time into your hands.
我们把下面宝贵的时间交在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Brother and sister, this is the famous psalm written by Moses.
弟兄姐妹，这是摩西所写的最有名的一首诗篇。
If you look at the life of Moses, what time do you think Moses wrote this psalm?
如果你来看摩西的一生的话，你觉得是他什么时候写的这一首诗篇呢？
If we connect the psalm to any time in the life of Moses, it's most likelyTo be sometime at the end of the 40 years of the life in wilderness.
如果我们来看一看这首诗篇和摩西的生活比较一下的话，那很有可能是在他在旷野的40年的末了写的。
They began their journey through the wilderness by following the pillar of cloud.
那他们跟着这个云柱就开始进入到旷野。
They went into the wilderness.With the hope of finding a dwelling place in the land of Canaan.
他们是带着这样一个盼望进入到旷野，就是想要找到那应许的迦南地。
Although they came out with such a great hope, they encountered many difficulties, challenges, failures, and disappointments.
虽然他们是满怀着期待进入到旷野，但在其中却遇到各样的困难、挑战、失败和失望。
They found their biggest disappointments and failures in a place called Kadesh.
那他们在加底斯这个地方就有了最大的失败和失望。
After they received the news from the spies that Joshua sent to spy the land.
就是当他们听到约书亚派去窥探那地的探子他们所带来的信息的时候，
All the congregation lift their voice and cry.
全会众就大声喧嚷哭嚎。
They grumble against Moses and Joshua.
他们就向摩西和亚伦发怨言。
They say, Would we had died in the land of Egypt.
他说巴不得我们早死在埃及地。
Or would that we had died in this wilderness.
或是死在旷野。
They were in such a disappointment.
他们里面是如此的失望。
They refused to listen to Joshua and Caleb.
他们不愿听约书亚和加勒所说的话。
They grumbled against Moses and Aaron.
他们向摩西和亚伦发怨言。
They rebel against the Lord.
他们也违背神。
God said to Moses, "They have seen my glory and my signs, which I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have put me to the test 10 times." And have not listened to my voice, shall by no means see the land which I swore to their fathers.
神就对摩西说：这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话，他们断不得看见我向他们的祖宗所起誓应许之地。
After these failures, they wandered in the wilderness for next 38 years.Until the last of their dead bodies lie in the wilderness.
那在这样一次失败之后，他们就在旷野流荡了38年，直到他们的尸首在旷野消灭。
They wander around for 38 years until the entire generation of Israelites died.
他们就这样在旷野绕行了38年，直到那一代的以色列人倒闭在旷野。
And after 38 years, they returned to the same place called Kadesh.
那经过38年之后，他们又重新回到同样的地方，就是加底斯。
When they returned to Kadesh, three things happened.
当他们回到加底斯的时候，发生了三件事情。
First, Moses' sister Miriam passed away.
第一个就是摩西的姐姐米利安，她就去世了。
Secondly, Moses found his biggest failure in his life.
第二，就是摩西在这里有了他一生最大的失败。
He struck the rock twice when God commanded him to speak to the rock.
就是当神吩咐他要吩咐那磐石发出水来的时候，他却用杖击打磐石两下。
Coincidentally, the biggest failure of Israelites and the biggest failure of Moses occurred at the same place.
那巧合的就是以色列人最大的失败和摩西最大的失败是在同一个地方发生的。
Although they are 38 years apart,
虽然中间相隔38年,
but it occurred at the same location.
但是却是在同样的一个地点发生的。
And God said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you have not believed me to treat me as holy in the sight of the sons of Israel,You shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them.
神就对摩西说，因为你们不信我，不在以色列人眼前尊我为圣，所以你们必不得领这会众进我所赐给他们的地区。
How much does this impact Moses?
这件事对摩西有何等大的影响？
Moses was looking for that dwelling places for a long time.
因为摩西仰望那应许之地已有很久的时间了。
Now he was not allowed to enter.
现在他却不得允许进入那地。
Thirdly, then Aaron passed away.
第三，亚伦也去世了。
This may be the time Moses wrote Psalm 90.
这可能就是摩西写诗篇90篇的时候。
After the failure of Israelites.
在以色列人的失败之后
After 38 years of wandering in the wilderness
在旷野漂流了38年之后
After his own failure
在他自己也失败之后
After the passing of his own sisters and his own brothers
在他自己的哥哥和姐姐去世之后
And yet he wrote this way
他却这样的写道
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Why didn't the Lord allow Moses to enter in?
为什么神不允许摩西进入那应许之地呢？
Now we know his failures, and God gave the reason why God didn't allow him to enter.
我们知道他的失败，神也告诉他为什么不允许他进入那应许之地。
But I believe when Moses wrote the Psalm 90,
但我相信当摩西写诗篇九十篇的时候，
a revelation was given to him, and he said,Lord, you are the dwelling place.
他得着了一个启示，他在那里说，主啊，你是我们的居所。
Egypt was not their dwelling place.
埃及不是他们的居所。
The wilderness was not their dwelling place.
旷野也不是他们的居所。
But on that day, it was revealed to Moses, even the land of Canaan was not their dwelling place.
在那一天，摩西得着启示，甚至那应许之地也不是他们的居所。
It dawned on him that the Lord had been their dwelling places in all generations.
他就发现，在世世代代，主是他们的居所。
Even in Egypt, the Lord was their dwelling place.
就在埃及的时候，主就是他们的居所。
Even in the wilderness, the Lord was their dwelling place.
就当他们在旷野的时候，主就是他们的居所。
The Lord will be their dwelling place in the land of Canaan.
那在应许的迦南地，主也会是他们的居所。
Will be in their dwelling place from generation to generation.
在世世代代当中，主都是他们的居所。
And this dwelling place is better than any dwelling place we can find on this earth.
那这个居所就胜过我们在地上所能找到的任何的居所。
This dwelling place exists before the mountains were born and the earth was created.
因为这个居所在诸山未曾生出、地与世界未曾造成的时候就已经存在。
This dwelling place lasts from everlasting to everlasting.
因为这个居所从亘古到永远一直都在。
Moses discovered a dwelling place that is in eternity.
因为摩西发现了一个在永远当中的居所。
From the vanity of the life, Moses got in touch with eternity.
就在这虚空的一生当中，摩西摸到了那个永远。
Brothers and sisters, nothing on this earth is everlasting.
弟兄姐妹，这地上没有一件事情能存到永远。
On the last day of the Constitutional Convention in 1787,
在1787年美国制宪会议的最后一天，
Americans gathered on the steps of the Independence Hall to await the news of the government from the founders.
那美国人就聚集在独立大厅当中来等候国父们构建了一个怎样政府的这个消息。
They saw Benjamin Franklin came out of the hall.
那他们就看到本杰明·富兰克林从这个大厅当中走出来。
They asked Benjamin,What do we have, a republic or a monarchy?
他们就问本杰明，我们的国家是怎样的国家，共和制还是君主制？
The Franklin replied, a republic if you can keep it.
那富兰克林就这样的回答，会是一个共和国，如果你们能保持它的话。
Our responsibility is to keep it.
我们的责任就是要来保守它。
This republic lasts,For 234 years now.
这个共和国现在已经持续了234年。
Brother and sister, the average age of empires in history is a mere 250 years.
弟兄姐妹，在历史当中，一个帝国的平均年龄只有250年。
We're reaching 234.
我们现在已经234年。
We're close to the average now.
我们现在非常接近这个平均的年龄。
How long will this...Republic last.
这个共和国还能存有多久？
Can we keep it?
我们能够保守它吗？
Nothing on this earth is everlasting.
地上没有一件事是存到永远。
After 40 years in the wilderness, Moses saw the eternal dwelling place is the Lord himself.
在经过旷野的40年之后，摩西看到那永远的居所是主自己。
But he also saw the vanity of the last 38 years.
同时他也看到在过去38年时间当中一切的虚空。
Moses saw the entire generation of Israelites return to dust, including his sister Miriam and his brother Aaron.
摩西就看到整代的以色列人，包括他的姐姐米利安和他的哥哥亚伦归入尘土。
Looking back, the 38 years seemed like a watch in the night.
回顾过往的三十八年，就好如夜间的一更一般。
The entire generation of people were swept away like a flood.
以色列的整个一代都如水一般被冲去。
For 38 years.They had been consumed by God's anger and God's wrath.
在38年当中，他们因神的怒气而消灭。
For 38 years, God had placed their iniquities before them and their secret sins in the light of His presence.
在38年当中，神将他们的罪孽摆在他们面前，将他们的隐恶摆在他的面光当中。
For 38 years, they had lived under His wrath.They have finished their years like a sigh.
在三十八年里面，他们经过的日子都在神的震怒之下，他们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
How many of you, how many of us, end the year 2020 like a sigh?
我们当中有多少人度尽2020年好如一声叹息？
I believe there are many.
我相信有很多人都有这样的感觉。
You have no words at end of 2020.
在2020年的末了，我们甚至都说不出一句话。
It ended with a sigh.
就好像一声叹息一般。
But that's not the end of the song.
但这不是这首诗的结束。
Moses saw both eternity and temporal.
摩西看到了永远，也看到了短暂。
But Moses also saw the ways to be in touch with eternity.
但摩西同时也看到那样一条能够摸到永远的道路。
He saw ways that we can touch eternity.
他看到这些道路，让我们能够来摸着永远。
Therefore, he describes that from verse 11 through verse 17.
所以在十一到十五节，他就描述了这一些。
From verse 11 and verse 12, Moses told us the way to touch eternity is to have the fear of the Lord.
在十一和十二节当中，摩西告诉我们，能够摸到永远的道路，就是有敬畏耶和华的心。
This is a real secret of life.
这是这个生命的秘诀。
The whole world is vanity of vanities.
整个的世界都是虚空的虚空。
But if you have that fear of the Lord in your heart, you touch eternity.
但是若你心中有对神的敬畏的话，你就摸着永远。
You look at all those people in Hebrew chapter 11.
你看到希伯来书十一节当中所讲的那些见证人。
They live the life just like us.
他们活在地上的生活与我们没什么区别。
But somehow they have the fear of the Lord in their life.
但是他们心中却有对神的敬畏。
So they touch eternity.
所以他们就摸到永远。
From verse 13 to 15.
从第十三到第十五节。
Moses told us the way to touch eternity is to see the loving kindness of the Lord.
摩西告诉我们，能够摸到永远的那个道路，就是看到主的慈爱。
There are many, many things that we can see.
我们眼所能见的有很多的事情。
But if we see the loving kindness of the Lord,
但若我们能够看到主的慈爱
，if the loving kindness of the Lord satisfy us,
如果主的慈爱是我们的宝足
，we touch eternity.
我们就摸着永远。
Then in verse 16 and 17.
那在十六和十七节当中
，Moses said the third way to touch eternity is to love the appearing of the Lord.
摩西讲到第三条能够摸到永远的道路，就是爱慕主的显现。
Brothers and sisters, we live this on this earth.
弟兄姐妹，我们是活在这个世上。
We need to have a hope.
我们需要有一个盼望。
We need to love the appearing of the Lord Jesus.
我们应该来爱慕主耶稣他的显现。
If one of us have this love in our heart for the appearing of the Lord, we touch eternity.
如果我们心中有这样爱慕主的显现的话，我们就摸着永远。
We live on this temporal world.
我们是活在一个暂时的世界上。
It's vanity of vanities.
是虚空的虚空。
But there are ways for all of us to touch eternities.
但是却有这样一些道路让我们能够来摸着永远。
It is the fear of the Lord.
那是向着神的敬畏。
It's the loving kindness of the Lord.
那是神的慈爱。
It's appearing of the Lord.
也是主的显现。
Sometimes it's difficult to understand the meaning of 38 years of wandering in the wilderness.
有的时候很难能够明白在旷野漂流的这38年有什么意义。
They start this journey at Kadesh after 38 years to end in the same place.
他们在38年之前从加底斯开始，经过了38年，在同样的地方结束。
They could have reached land of Canaan in 2 years. Instead, they spent 40.
本来他们可以用两年的时间就进入迦南地，但是他们却花了四十年。
Not only did they make no progress, they lived under the wrath of God all those years.
不仅他们没有任何的进展，并且在经过的日子都在神的震怒之下。
If they finished those 38 years like a sigh,What was the meaning of it?
如果他们年岁度尽，不过如一声叹息一样，那其中的意义在哪里呢？
Now, if you read book Ezekiel, one time Ezekiel was given a scroll.
那如果你来读以西结书的话，就有一次先知就得了一个书卷。
And on both sides, it was written.
内外都写满了字。
And words of lamentations, mournings, and woe.
写着的就是那些哀嚎、叹息和悲痛的话。
Those words, those lamentations, those mournings and woe were describing the life on this earth.
这些哀嚎、叹息和悲痛的话就讲出了我们在世上的年岁。
Then we may ask, what is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of this 38 years of wandering?
那我们就要来问，那这些时间，这三十八年在旷野漂流的时间有什么意义呢？
Lord want to teach them the fear of the Lord.
神就要来教导他们如何来敬畏神。
You know, when they fail in Kadesh was because they have fear toward Canaanites and more than their fear toward God.
你知道他们第一次在加底斯那里如此的失败，是因为他们畏惧迦南人更胜过他们畏惧神。
Now this is because they do not have fear of the Lord.
因为他们里面没有敬畏神的心。
And but the years in the wilderness gave them the opportunity to understand the power of God's anger and fury, so that they could learn the fear of the Lord.
但在旷野的这三十八年，让他们有这样的机会，能够来明白什么是神怒气的权势，好叫他们能够来学习敬畏神。
Brother and sister, this is probably the most important thing you and I can teach our children.
弟兄姐妹，也许敬畏神是你和我能够教导给我们儿女最好的一个功课。
As long as we can teach the fear of the Lord, and we have accomplished a great deal.
如果我们能够教导他们来敬畏神的话，我们就成就了一件大事。
A person who has this fear of the Lord in his heart, he will follow the Lord.
如果一个人他心中有敬畏神的心，他就会跟随神。
If a person without the fear of the Lord in his heart, he will be tempted in many ways.
如果一个人心中没有对神的敬畏的话，在很多的事情上他就会受到试探。
So I really want to.Speak to the young parents.
所以我真的是愿意对年轻的父母们讲。
There is this one thing, the fear of the Lord.
有一件事就是敬畏神。
We need to pray about.
我们要为他来祷告。
We need to be example of it.
我们应该成为这件事的榜样。
So that our children will catch this fear of the Lord.
所以我们的儿女他们能够来得着敬畏神的心。
They will touch eternity.With the fear of the Lord in their heart.
他们心中存着对神的敬畏的话，他们借此也能够来摸着永远。
Only when a person who has the fear of the Lord in his heart will number his days.
唯有一个人他心中向着神有敬畏，他才会在这里数算自己的年日。
Only a person who has a real fear of the Lord in his heart will present to God a heart of wisdom.
唯有一个在这里向神有敬畏心的人，他才能够得着一颗智慧的心。
Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
因为敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Oftentimes we want to teach our kids wisdom.
常常我们想要教导孩子有智慧。
You don't teach wisdom.
你不是来教导智慧。
You teach the fear of the Lord.
你要教他们敬畏神。
Wisdom will come after the fear of the Lord.
因为敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
It is the wisdom that caused Joshua and Caleb they made different choice.
是这样的智慧让约书亚和加勒能够做不同的选择。
We want our children to make the right choice.
我们想要我们的儿女来做正确的选择。
But the true wisdom is to choose life.
但那真实的智慧是来拣选生命。
We have to teach our children to make the right choice.
我们应该教导儿女来做正确的选择。
But the best way is to teach them the fear of the Lord.
但最好的方法就是教他们敬畏神。
If they have the fear of the Lord, they will have the wisdom to make the right choice.
如果他们敬畏神的话，他们就会有那样的智慧来做正确的选择。
And you cannot just teach by your words.
你不能够只用你的话来教他们。
You have to be an example of it.
你必须要成为这件事的榜样。
If you do not have the fear of the Lord in your heart, it will be awfully difficult to teach your children to have the fear of the Lord.
如果你心中没有敬畏神的心的话，是很难能够来教导你的儿女，让他们去敬畏神的。
We live in a crooked and perverse generation.
我们活在一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
Many parents are so concerned about this generation.
很多的父母们为着这个时代非常的担忧。
We look for solutions.
我们想要找到解决的方法。
The solution is the fear of the Lord.
解决的方法就是敬畏神的心。
When a person has the fear of the Lord, he number his day, had wisdom in his heart.
如果一个人有敬畏神的心，他就要来数算自己的年岁，并得着智慧的心。
So for ourselves and for our children, let's learn to walk in the wilderness with the fear of the Lord in our heart.
所以为着我们自己，也为着我们的儿女，让我们能够学习在旷野的当中，带着一个敬畏神的心来行走。
It starts with us.
从我们开始。
Do I have the fear of the Lord?
我心中有否敬畏神的心？
Is my life, is my action,Is my choice reflect the fear of the Lord in my heart?
我的生活，我的选择，我的行动，有没有来反映出我向着神的敬畏？
When my children look at me, do they realize my parent has fear of the Lord in his heart?
当我们的儿女看我们的时候，他们能不能看出在我父母的身上有敬畏神的心？
If they do,You touch the eternity. You help your children to touch eternities.
如果他们能看出的话，你就摸着永远，也帮助你的儿女能够摸着永远。
The second way to touch eternity is the loving kindness of the Lord.
那第二条能够摸着永远的道路就是主他的慈爱。
When they finish the 38 years return to Kadesh,
当他们在旷野漂流了38年再回到加底斯的时候
，entire generation.Of people passed away.
那整个一个世代的人都倒闭了。
The new generation of Israelites coming up.
那又一个新的一代的以色列人，他们就起来。
So they're ready to go.
他们准备好要往前。
They left Kadesh.
他们就从加底斯出发。
But this second generation behave in the same way as first generations.
但这第二代的以色列人。与第一代以色列人没什么区别。
The people spoke against God and Moses.
他们向着摩西和亚伦说毁谤的话。
Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?
为什么你们把我们从埃及领出，使我们死在旷野呢？
But there is no food and no water, and we loathe this miserable food.
这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。
In response, the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many people of Israel died.
在回应当中，耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。
Then Moses prayed this way.
那摩西就这样来祷告。
He prayed, Do return, O Lord, how long will it be? And be sorry for your servants.
耶和华啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。
Moses pleaded the Lord to return to his people with compassion.
摩西就在这里祷告，求神能够带着怜悯回到他的转回向他的仆人。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Make a fiery serpent and set it on a standard.
那耶和华就对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上。
Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live.
凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。
And Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on the standard.
摩西便制造了一条铜蛇挂在杆子上。
And when anyone was bitten by a serpent and look at the bronze serpent, they live.
那每一个被蛇咬的一望这铜蛇他们就活了。
Brother and sister, the bronze serpent on a standard is the loving kindness of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，那杆子上的铜蛇就是主的慈爱。
The bronze serpent on the standard is our Lord Jesus on the cross.
那在杆子上的铜蛇就是在十字架上的主耶稣。
When they look at the bronze serpent, they lived.
当他们仰望那铜蛇的时候，他们就得活。
Today, when we look at the Lord Jesus, we are in touch with eternity.
今天，当我们仰望主耶稣的时候，我们就摸着永远。
Brother, sister, on this vanity of vanities,
弟兄姐妹，在这虚空的虚空当中，
what can satisfy us?
什么能够让我们得饱足呢？
Verse 14 said, Oh, satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness.
第十四节讲到，求你使我们早早饱得你的慈爱。
That we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
How many of us can sing for joy and be glad all our days recently?
最近我们当中有谁能够每一天都欢呼喜乐呢？
It is indeed very difficult to sing for joy and be glad all our days during the current circumstances.
在我们现有的环境当中，若想要一生一世欢呼喜乐，实在是不容易。
What can satisfy us in the morning?
在早上，什么让我们得饱足呢？
If we fix our eyes on the current events,
如果我们把眼睛就定睛在所发生的事情上，
we will never be glad all our days.
我们永远不可能一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Moses was right. Only the loving kindness of the Lord can satisfy us in the morning, that we may sing for joy.And be glad all our days.
摩西是对的，唯有主的慈爱能够让我们早早就得着饱足，并且让我们一生一世都欢呼喜乐。
Verse 15 was precious.
第十五节非常的宝贵。
Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us and the years we have seen evil.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, Moses was afflicted more than anyone else.
弟兄姐妹，摩西比地上任何人都多受苦难。
His own brother and sister afflicted him.
因为他自己的哥哥和姐姐让他受苦。
Korah and 250 leaders of the congregation rebelled against Moses.
可拉和会中250个首领，他们聚集攻击摩西。
He was afflicted by the Lord.Not allowing him to enter the land of Canaan.
因为主不允许他进入迦南地，他里面也有苦，也有受苦。
He was afflicted in many ways.
他在很多的事情上都多受苦难。
But he said, "Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us."
但他却说，求你照着你使我们受苦的日子叫我们喜乐。
Moses did not ask for the removal of his difficulties.
摩西没有请求主把他这些难处挪掉。
Moses accepted tribulation in his life.
摩西接受他生活当中的苦难。
Moses asked the Lord to make him glad according to the days God had afflicted him.
摩西求主叫着他所受苦的日子使他喜乐。
Brother and sister, Jesus told disciples, you have tribulation.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣教导他的门徒，在世上你们有苦难。
Tribulation is given.
苦难是在那里的。
Tribulation has already started in the time of Jesus.
从主耶稣的时候开始，苦难就在那里。
We will be in a we will be afflicted in many ways going forward.
在前面的岁月当中，我们也会在各样的事物当中多受苦难。
We must ask the Lord to satisfy us in the morning with His loving kindness.
我们应当求神让他在早上使我们因他的慈爱得饱足。
And the years we have seen evil.
也是照着我们受苦的日子。
Moses has seen evil for years.
摩西有多年遭难。
What is our response when we see evil?
当我们遭遇患难的时候，我们如何来回应呢？
We have all sorts of response when we see evils.
当我们遭难的时候，我们有各种各样的回应。
But Moses asked the Lord to make him glad according to the years he has seen evil.
但摩西求主 叫主照着他们所遭难的年岁叫他们喜乐。
We may not have ever prayed this way.
可能我们从没有这样来祷告过。
We pray for afflictions.
我们为着苦难祷告。
We pray for tribulations.
我们为着难处祷告。
We very seldomly we pray, Lord, make us glad according to the tribulation that I experience.
我们很少如此祷告，主啊，求你照着我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。
If we are satisfied in the morning by the loving kindness of the Lord, we will be glad all our days.
如果我们早上因着主的慈爱的得着饱足，我们一生一世都会欢呼喜乐。
We will never be hindered by any afflictions and any evils.
我们就不会因为任何的艰难和苦难而受到拦阻。
Brother and sister, this is important going forward.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常重要的，在我们前面的道路当
中。Because we will see afflictions, we will see evil.
因为我们会看到患难，我们也会遭遇苦难。
And we can pray for the removal, but we should also pray that God will make us glad according to the afflictions and the evil.
是的，我们可以求主来挪去这些艰难，但我们也能够求主照着我们所遭难的岁月让我们喜乐。
Remember the word of Lord Jesus.
记得主耶稣这样的说吗？
But take courage, I have overcome the world.
你们可以放心，我已经胜了这世界。
There is that loving kindness of the Lord that's available to us every morning.
每早晨主都有那样一个恩典能够来供应给我们。
It is so critical nowThat we will be satisfied in the morning.
现在是非常的重要，让我们每早晨能够从主那里得着饱足。
How else can you go through the afflictions? How else can you go through the day while seeing evil without being satisfied in the morning?
因为若你早上不能够从主那里得着饱足的话，你如何能够来经历这些患难呢？
We thank the Lord.Moses discovered that real secret for us.
我们感谢主，因为摩西就帮助我们发现了这个秘诀。
You want to have a day of rejoicing? Then you must be satisfied in the morning.
你想要有一天欢呼喜乐吗？你早上要得着饱足。
You have to be satisfied with the loving kindness of the Lord.
你要早上从主那里得着他的慈爱。
Then you will be glad for the entire day.
那整天你都会欢呼喜乐。
For that day, you touch eternity.
因为在那一天你摸着了永远。
Even we live in a world that is full of vanities.
虽然我们今天活在一个满是空虚的世界当中。
But there is a person who touched that eternity because he see the loving kindness of the Lord.
但有一个人他摸着了永远，因为他看到了主的慈爱。
Finally, the third way to touch eternity.
那第三就是也是最后一条讲到能够摸着永远的道路。
The appearing of the Lord.
就是爱慕主的显现。
We all understood now, the journey through the wilderness is vanity of vanities.
我们现在都知道旷野的道路是虚空的虚空。
And in verse 10, Moses summarized this way. He said, as for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years, yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
在第十节摩西这样讲到，我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮可以到80岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Verse 10 is truth.
第十节是一个真理。
Verse 10 is reality.
第十节也是一个实际。
But how can we touch eternity in the context of verse 10?
但在第十节这样的背景当中，我们如何能够来摸着永远呢？
Your answer is the appearing of the Lord.
那答案就是主的显现。
Verse 16, let your work appear to your servants and your majesty to their children.
第十六节讲到，愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。
Verse 17, let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us.
第十七节，愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上。
The appearing of the Lord is the appearing of His work and His glory and His beauty.
主的显现就是他的工作、荣耀和荣美的显现。
It is the appearing of the Lord that turns a life of vanity into a life of purpose.
是主的显现让空虚的一生能够成为有意义的一生。
Abraham could very well live a life in vanity all his life.
亚伯拉罕本来可能一生都是空虚的一生。
And we would never heard of him.
我们也许根本不会听说到他。
But one day, the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
但有一天，荣耀的神向他显现。
And God said to Abraham, This is my covenant with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations.
神就对亚伯拉罕说，我与你立约，你要做多国的父。
Appearing of the Lord turns the life of Abraham from the life of vanity into a life of purpose.
神的显现就让亚伯拉罕虚空的一生成为有意义的一生。
When the Lord appeared to Abraham, Abraham touched eternity.
当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，亚伯拉罕就摸着永远。
When we see the appearing of the Lord, the work we do on this earth has eternal values.
当我们能够看到主的显现的时候，我们在地上的工作就有了永远的价值。
Without the appearing of the Lord, everything we do on this earth is vanity, even you do for the Lord.
若没有主的显现的话，我们在地上所做的一切的工都是虚空，即便你是为主来做工。
Only the appearing of the Lord can confirm the work of our hands.
唯有主的显现能够来坚立我们手所做的工。
Brothers and sisters, many of us are burdened to do the work for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们当中很多人都有这样的负担来为主做工。
But only the appearing of the Lord can confirm the works of our hands.
但唯有主的显现能够来坚立我们手所做的工。
Apostle Paul wrote his last word to Timothy this way.
使徒保罗是这样对摩西写到他生命末了的话。
And 2 Timothy was considered the last word of Apostle Paul.
在提摩太后书那一本书是被大家认为使徒保罗最后的话。
He was in prison and only Luke was with him.
他当时坐在监里，唯有路加与他同在。
He sensed his departure had come and wrote to Timothy.
保罗知道他离世的时候到了，就这样对提摩太写道。
He wrote, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
他写道，那美好的仗我已经打过，那当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Brothers and sisters, we do not know what will happen in 2021 and going forward.
弟兄姐妹，我们并不知道2020年以后会发生什么。
Are we willingto fight the good fight?
我们是否愿意打那美好的仗?
Are we willing to finish the course?
我们是否愿跑那当跑的路?
Are we willing to keep the faith?
我们是否愿守住所信的道？
Then the apostle conclude the last word with this verses.
使徒就在末了这样讲到。
In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me to that day. Pay attention. Not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。请大家特别注意下边的话，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
The crown of righteousness is for all who love his appearing.
公义的冠冕是要赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I think we should get very excited by now.
我想我们现在为此应该非常的兴奋了。
We always thought this crown of righteousness is just for Paul. You know, we are so far away from the crown of righteousness.
我们常常就是以为这个公义的冠冕是给保罗的，我们距这个公义的冠冕有太远的距离。
We can never imagine ourselves writing a book, not to mention 13 books.
我们甚至没有办法自己 想象自己写一本书，更别提像保罗一样写十三卷了。
But Paul said this, the crown of righteousness is for all who love his appearing.
但保罗却说，这公义的冠冕要赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
As long as we have this love in our heart for his appearing, the crown of righteousness is for us.
只要我们心里爱慕他的显现，那公义的冠冕就是存留给我们的。
He touched eternity because he loved the appearing of our Lord Jesus.
他爱慕主耶稣的显现，就因此能够摸着永远。
Brothers and sisters, may we be those.Who love his appearing.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们能够做那爱慕主的显现的人。
And it's not that you have to know so much of knowledge.
这并不是说你一定要知道很多的属灵知识。
It is about your love for his coming.
这是关乎到你是否爱慕他的再来。
If a person on this earth have this loveFor his coming, he touched the eternity.
如果在地上有人渴慕爱慕主的再来，他就能摸着永远。
That's why we gather before the bread and cup every Sunday.
这就是为什么每个主日我们都在他的饼杯面前聚会。
We want to be those who love his appearing.
因为我们愿做那爱慕他的显现的人。
We want to be those who share that crownOf righteousness with Apostle Paul.
我们也愿做如使徒保罗一般能够得着那公义冠冕的人。
Brothers and sisters, the year of 2020 was very difficult for all of us.
弟兄姐妹，2020年对我们所有的人都非常的难。
We have not been meeting face to face since March 8th, 2020.
从2020年3月8号开始，我们就没有能够面对面的聚会。
No, it has been more than 10 and a half months now.
那现在都已经过去10个多月了。
And we still do not know when we'll be able to meet face to face.
我们仍然不知道我们何时才能够在面对面的聚会。
Then we saw tremendous social unrest in the summer and fall of 2020.
同时在2020年的夏天和秋天，我们也看到很多的社会动荡。
The nation seems to be divided on many social issues.
在很多的社会问题上，国家看起来是分裂的。
We are very concerned about the unity of this nation, the assembly, and even our family.
同时为着这个国家，为着聚会，甚至为着我们个人的家庭，我们里面也充满了担忧。
The November election and what has happened since the election shocked all of us.
11月的选举以及之后所发生的一切，让我们每一个人都为之震惊。
America was put under a magnifying glasses.
美国就好像被放在一个放大镜的下面。
We saw America that we could not recognize anymore.
我们看到了一个我们不再认识的美国。
Many things that we trust in the past were no longer trustworthy.
很多我们以前所相信的事情，如今也不再值得信赖。
Everything that could be shaken was indeed shaken.
凡所能被震动的事，凡所能被震动的事，实在都已经被震动了。
Then we need to ask the Lord, why did the Lord shake everything around us?
那我们就要来问主，为什么来震动我们周围所有的事呢？
God remove what can be shaken so that what cannot be shaken may remain.
神挪去那可被震动的，使那不被震动的得以长存。
This is the reason.
这就是那原因。
Everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
凡所能被震动的都会被震动。
So that what cannot be shaken will remain.
好使那不被震动的长存。
Brothers and sisters, eternity cannot be shaken and will remain.
弟兄姐妹，永远是不会被震动的，也会长存。
Although we live in this temporal world,
虽然我们活在这个短暂的时间，
we must be in touch with eternity,
我们却要来摸着永远，
which is the only thing that cannot be shaken.
那永远是唯一不可被震动的事。
How do we touch eternity?
我们如何能够摸着永远呢？
We touch eternity by having the fear of the Lord.
我们心存敬畏神的心，就能摸着永远。
We touch eternity by seeing the loving kindness of the Lord.
当我们看到主的慈爱的时候，我们就摸着永远。
We touch eternity by loving the appearing of the Lord.
我们若爱慕他的显现，我们就因此能够摸着永远。
Moses was such a wise person.
摩西是这样一个有智慧的人。
He laid out this, a clear encouragement.
他把这样一个非常清晰的鼓励放在我们面前。
And it is doable and practical.
这是能够行走的，也是实际的一条道路。
It is about our heart.
那关乎到我们的心。
The fear of the Lord is about our heart.
敬畏神是讲到心。
The loving kindness of the Lord is about our heart being touched by the love of the Lord.
能够看到神的慈爱，是讲到我们的心要被神的爱所摸着。
Loving appearing of the Lord is about our heart.
爱慕他的显现也是讲到我们的心。
It is all about our heart.
都是讲到我们的心。
May we touch eternity with our heart in the year of 2021.
愿在2021年当中，我们的心能够来摸着永
恒。 May we not be discouraged by the afflictions, even the evil around us.
愿我们不是因为周遭所有的患难和苦难 而搅扰。
May we pray this way, make us glad according to our afflictions and the evil we saw.
愿我们祷告，求主叫着我们所受苦的日子来为我叫我们喜乐。
May we continue forward and touch eternity every day in our life.
愿我们能够继续向前，在我们生活当中的每一天都摸着永远。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can come to this chapter by Moses.
父，我们感谢你早上我们能够来到摩西所写的这一个诗篇。
We are so grateful by the Holy Spirit that you breathe that word through Moses.
我们感谢你借着圣灵把这样的话能够通过摩西来给我们。
It brings such a clarity to all of us today.
让我们今天有这样一条清晰的路。
And through this fellowship from Moses, that we are truly encouraged.
借着摩西这样的交通，我们里面能够得着真实的鼓励。
He also gave us some wisdom how to go forward.
也求主给我们智慧，让我们知道如何向前。
Lord, I pray that this word will come into our heart.
主，我祷告，愿这些话能够进到我们的心中。
And realizing it's not our knowledge.
能够来明白，不是关乎我们的知识。
It's the response of our heart toward the knowledge.
而是我们的心向着所知道的能够有怎样的回应。
Father, I pray for all of us this morning to have a heart that can respond to this word.
父，我祷告，愿早上我们有这样的心，能够向着话，向着这样的话有回应。
And we can respond in a way that can change our heart.
并且有这样的回应，让这回应能够来改变我们的心。
So that not only we are changed, our children can be changed.
好叫不仅我们，让我们的儿女也同样能够被改变。
So that you can be that dwelling place for generations.
好叫你能够成为我们世世代代的居所。
We thank you for this time.
我们为着这样的时间来感谢你。
We remember the children's classes that come after this.
我们也纪念后边有的儿童的主日学。
We pray for them, we pray for the teachers.
我们为着孩子们，也为着老师祷告。
May your presence be with them.
愿你的同在与他们同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。阿门。